And Kennedy said something to me, and I said, "Then listen, punk, you are a complete liar, and I'm tired of your nonsense, and I don't want to hear about it again. Now you just shut up. Don't cause me no more trouble." The whole thing blows up. Got charges against me, obstructions and everything else. So we adjourned because of the rest of the adjourn, and I'm standing right here. I see Kennedy get up and come literally running around the table, across the knee, and I get myself ready. He's going to come. I'm going to go. So well, he comes running up to me and says, "I have a headache. You give me a headache." And I said, "Bobby, you're troubled with you. You got to get a psychiatrist and lay on the couch with me. How's you sick?" The man just trembled, and all the reporters laughed and took pictures. Well, that was a bite. Then he came over to the international office, and he started the same thing about books and records, and he told him, "Get out of here, keep going." And we fought him all the way down the line, and we beat him right into the ground. He couldn't go no place. When our boys would come in, they all took the fifth. Everyone took the fifth. And they say to him, "That's your alpha? Five." So now he figures out that to protect myself so I won't get perjury, everybody now, again, must take the fifth so they can't compare their testimony against mine. This was his theory. But everybody held still. And he got no place. Five contempt charges against me, obstruction of justice, and everything. Nothing came out of it. And then he decided he was going to make a different approach, and he did. And this takes quite a while. I don't want to take your time, but I'm pretty sure that he goes to my PR guy, Eddie Schaefer's. Gets Eddie to invite me to Eddie's house with him so we can have an off-the-record discussion. I said, "Eddie, what do I want to meet with him for?" So we have a big roundtable discussion, and it's agreed I should go to Eddie's house and meet him. So I do. It's snowing outside. I was sitting in front of a fireplace. This guy got his sleeves rolled up. He really thought it was something, you know, physically. And I'm listening to him talk, and he's rambling around and telling me about the line, this hoodlum and that hoodlum and this gangster and that gangster. And he liked to talk about gangsters. Man, he was all aflame when he talked about gangsters and funny names. And I said, "Then you're sick, the crazy lady, you know." He said, "Well, you know something, you think you're a tough guy." I said, "No, I don't think I'm a tough guy. What are you talking about?" He said, "I can beat you at arm wrestling." I said, "No, what the hell are you talking about? Crazy or something? I can come get arm wrestling with you." We get into a hell of a wrangle, but whether I should arm wrestle. And Eddie said, Schaefer winked at me and said, "Get rid of the arguments." All right, roll up my sleeve, take off my coat, flip them over. So then we have dinner, he leaves. When I come back to the hotel, they got 20 FBI guys or 45 FBI guys surrounding the hotel. When I walk in the lobby, they grab me, boom, boom, boom.
They all wanted arm wrestle?
So I get mad at them, and fortunately I had a meeting in that same hotel. I had about 100 guys in the lobby, and I said, "Listen, wait a minute. You want to have trouble with me, you can have it. Because I got 100 guys here, we'll take you apart and put you back together again. I'm going upstairs, make a phone call to my lawyer, and I'll go with you, but don't hustle me and don't push me." Some guy named Bell was in charge, he backed off. I called Ed, told Ed I was going down to the station, better come down and get me out. I come down to the prison, locked me into a cell. Who appears on the scene? Bobby Kennedy and his wife. And he's got a short sleeve jacket on, and he's got a turtleneck deal, you know. And this is now about 11 o'clock. "I finally got you, holy Jesus," he goes into such a deal, and I get...